Nice to catch up with a friend. Rudy Martsky joins us on Sports Byline. And for 23 years, beginning in 1982, Rudy authored the most influential sports broadcast column for the USA Today. His widely read critiques covered a period when network television was still in its heyday. Through the eruption of cable, the dominance of ESPN, and the early days of digital video. And Rudy's column was often what broadcast executives, producers, announcers, and television fans read first. His assessment of the image-conscious networks would often result in upgrades or downgrades of announcer assignments and even firings. And it was often joked that when Rudy sneezed, the networks wanted to know how bad his cold was.
Well, that's a little exaggeration, but I just worked hard at this, as you mentioned there, the first 23 years of USA Today. And I had previous careers as a sports writer in other places and also was with four NBA and ABA teams in front office positions.
Why were you so successful, so powerful, and so feared?
Well, I'll tell you this. I got to know a lot of the people in the business. Many of them actually taught me how to actually detect that somebody was, outstanding or messing up. And so I learned a lot from those people. I would go off to a lot of sports events and sit in the trucks at sometimes, the TV trucks, and learn from how they handled things in a truck. Let alone just being in press boxes, but also spending, let's say, a couple of days meeting everybody that was either broadcasting or behind the scenes.
Rudy, tell me a little bit about the curve on television sports over the years. I mentioned about 23 years, 1982, and you know where we are today. But tell me a little bit about the curve, how things have changed.
Well, now there's so much more intense scrutiny of there's many people now doing columns or intense scrutiny of how, let's say, announcers come across, how the game is telecast. I could watch still on weekends right now, which I don't do the column anymore, but every now and then send out to a network saying, hey, I like this, or you kind of screwed up there, and you got to watch this or that. But I enjoy reading all these other columns by guys right now and comments because most of them are really on the ball.
You know, when you talk about people, as I pointed out, and I think most people who read your column knew that it was the first thing that people turned to, particularly in our profession. And there were people that were stung badly by things that you would say. And I really felt that most of the time you were right on the mark with what you had to say. But when you have an ego to be in this business and you need to have that, some people took it badly. Tell me a little bit about your relationship with Howard Cosell.
Well, Howard was still going pretty strong he was kind of starting to go near the end of his the height of his career, but Howard, a lot of people didn't notice about him, but he had the thinnest skin that I probably ever dealt with, and he would be at there was a time that I think it was we were based in Washington. And so I did read the Washington Post every day. And another guy that was one of the columnists, a guy named Lenny Shapiro, was the Post's TV sports columnist at the time. And he wrote something about Howard. There was a thing that was called the Little Monkey. And Howard got a lot of static for that. But he did it to me too. There was a time when we were, let's say at one of the horse races and I think it was the Preakness, and Howard didn't like what I wrote about it and wouldn't talk to me for several weeks. But what I always found that, hey, if you still went ahead and did your job, you know, these guys would still talk to you after a while, even though they had been upset at one time.
I know my favorite story about Howard is when they were doing a playoff game in Kansas City. Al Michaels told me this, and they were in the limo going back to their hotel, and as they're driving down the street, they go by this corner, and our group of kids are there, and a couple of them are duking it out. And Howard says to the driver, "Stop this car." And the driver stops the car. They back up. Howard gets out, and Al is saying, "Howard, what the hell are you doing? You know, stay in this car." And Howard goes up, and he says, "Young man, your counterpunch is no good." And he says something to the other kid. The kids just stop. They're incredulous with that. Gets back into the limousine with Al, and Al says, "What did you think you were doing, Howard?" And he turned to Al and says, "I know who I am."
Right. Well, you know, Howard was, you know, totally one of a kind.
Yep.
And there a lot of great things he did, but I just remembered him as a guy that would, you know, come on too strong to me over nothing. So I always want to make sure that, hey, I had somebody else around to witness, let's say, what Howard was trying to berate me with.
How has entertainment changed the presentation of sports on television?
Well, the one thing about that Howard was that, you know, he was bigger than life. You know, that he was, everybody knew about Howard. Everybody watched him, and of course he was big in boxing, and then he was big in horse racing, and let alone doing stuff on the, you know, NFL and Major League Baseball and so on. So he was his own barker.
And when you think about entertainment, it means also reporting on what the athletes and people do off the field, off the court, and everything. Has that made the presentation of sports, particularly in television, good, or has it made it worse?
Well, some guys believe that they're better than they are, you know, because they got praised at one time. But I would say that most people I've met in the business, you know, took their job very seriously. Sure, there are some people who are more entertainers than others, but I really ran into somebody who I thought, you know, wasn't up to the snuff of the role that they were in, and of course I used to write about it.
Yeah, what peeved you off the most?
Well, that somebody who might have been wrong at what, you know, what I wrote about. I mean, I would only criticize them if I certainly thought they deserved it. But, you know, they would come back and say, "What are you doing? I mean, why are you talking about, how could you have written that about me? I'm better than that." Well, not that moment, I said.
Well, I know one of the other things you didn't like, Rudy, was the use of cliches, and I agree with you about that.
Yeah, there was some agents, one in particular, a guy named Art Kaminsky. He was out of New York, and most of the agents were in New York. And he kept, he was very, you know, intuitive that if one of his clients uttered a cliche on the air, he would get a hold of the guy immediately during a commercial break and say, "Hey, you can't do that anymore. Rudy's watching."
If you had to crystal ball where we might be with sports broadcasting, particularly broadcasting and television, where might we be in about 10 years, Rudy?
Well, here's the thing. There's so much going on where more and more channels are coming into play, more ways that people can now receive, take the NFL and these other big sports, for instance, you know, other ways to get them where we know and we follow this, that ESPN, as big as ESPN has come over the years, it's losing at times here viewers because other people are, you know, what's the word? Getting their ESPN for free through other sources. And I've read where ESPN maybe over a recent year lost about 8 million homes. And they're trying to do something about it. But you notice that they have had to cut back on some of their employees, too.
Rudy, I want to thank you. Again, I got to know you when you were with the USA Today. You were always very kind to me. I appreciate that. Congratulations on an outstanding career. You're welcome here anytime on Sports Byline. Take care, my friend.
Well, thank you very much, Ron.
Rudy Martsky, again, 23 years beginning in 1982, authored the most influential sports broadcasting column for the USA Today. We continue with more of you in Sports Byline.